Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Oh, what are you going to do, right? I mean, really, what are you going to do? Well, we're almost on. Here we go. Have we been recording that whole time? We're live? We're on. I know, when that mic is hot, that usually means it's on.
Yep. So, 5 episodes left of Gunwash. As usual, the content is, I don't know, how would you say, sensitive? Freeform. Got you. So, yep. That's it.
Gun Wash News Time. Well, that's true what he said. There's only 5 episodes left. We're going to try and make the best of it as we go.
As we should.
And look, I have to say, I feel great about what's going on tonight.
So far, no one's here.
We're supposed to have how many? 7 or 8 guests, and no one is here.
We bought a pinata.
So it seems like we might have an emergency in the studio, but I'm not that worried about it. I think it's going to be just fine.
Look at this bro walking into the dining room.
Bro guy. He's the new manager.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Play the music, baby.
This motherfucker looks like Fat Asher Roth.
Just like for the record, for Fat Asher Roth, I want to say that he's actually not the manager. I said that he was, and he is not. That is a mistake.
So you're incorrect, Aaron.
I'm incorrect.
It doesn't matter. I'm just dissing him anyway.
Who's Asher Roth? A rapper?
That, like, white rapper?
Yeah.
He lived in Odetta's basement back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Wait.
He lived in your basement?
No, yeah, remember?
Before she met me, Asher Roth. He's the one that made that song about college. He's like, I like college.
Yeah, I'm white. Yeah. Oh, you know
what?
No,
but he knows how to rap.
Jacob was
Action Bronson's camp counselor.
Oh, really? Oh, Jacob being Bronson. Have they ever connected about that?
Yeah, dog. Bronson, smart crew, dude.
Right. I forgot about that. I'm unaffiliated. I don't know everything. You know, hey, listen. I'm looking for the outline right now.
I'm trying to create crime.
I wasn't supposed to say that out loud, but nobody in that era.
They're listening. Believe me, baby.
Now, listen, man. Last 5 episodes, we don't really have outlines, you know?
No.
I have my own outline.
No, listen to me. I understand that we don't really have outlines, but for me, I just think it's, like, nice to have so I can, like, just look at talking points and stuff.
I'm just saying, we're doing the show like we used to. You know, we book it on G-Chat
Freeform.
Thursday morning, you know?
Freeform. I was saying,
remember that
Roni
Sai song, New Forms?
No.
I need a link to that SoundCloud, by the way.
Yeah, it's, what's the SoundCloud for Josh?
I'll forward you the email.
So one of our guests tonight is named Josh. He's been on many times, but he makes music now, and we're going to listen to his music during the music segment.
Well, he's a DJ now.
He's a DJ.
Good for him.
Really? Like, does he, like, get up and do, like...
No, he makes mixes. I don't think he wants to perform live. He likes to make audio pastiche collages.
But he seems
like... Yo, Jack, I already sent it to you. Yeah, they're really good. He's really good at it.
Yeah, because he has, like... He's very naturally talented.
He's always had good taste in music.
Yeah.
Always.
And imagery, too.
Yo, he put on... I just got a drop from Matt Deason. All right.
Put me on as your... I'll make your tech packs, kid.
Word on the street.
And your dies.
I think I'm just doing an iTunes cover.
Yo, I'll cut it. I'll cut the asset for you.
Let me see. It's first.
Give me $2.
Hey, what's up? This is Fat Jew. You're listening to Gunwash. Armando's got a beautiful penis.
Yeah, and by the way... Okay, we'll play a little music and then we'll come back.
Very cool.
I have a bunch of stuff to say, but we'll just maybe play a song and come back. Tonight is supposed to be the Great Guys Club here on Gunwash. And, you know, for the last 5 episodes, we're trying to have fun, and that's what we're doing. And if you want to call in here, the live number to call is 718-497-2128. And, you know, we're on gunwash.com, and for the next 5 weeks, we're at 9 p.m. We're live at 9 p.m. every week.
We're free
on Thursday.
Farming.
Sorry, that didn't come out right. Let me say that again.
I know.
For the next 5 weeks, every Thursday, as usual, we will be live at 9 p.m. here on the heritageradionetwork.org. And, you know, you can always find us at gunwash.com. And, of course, if you want to call in, as usual. You can dial those big numbers on your keyboard.
What if
718-497-2128.
Oh, yeah. What if your fingers are too fat?
No, it'll be fine. You can just dial that number, and you'll, you know, ask for Gunwash. Yeah, you don't have to ask for it. You'll go right on to the air. Anyway, here is some music for you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yo, this is the ATL Twins. Fuck with Gunwash. Gunwash is the shit. Gunwash is like Gummo. Watch Gummo, then you'll understand Gunwash. Do that. Peace.
I haven't seen that movie in like 8 years, yo. Yo, that movie's good. It's good. I haven't seen it in a minute.
I got a caller on line three. Caller, what's good?
Caller, what's Hi. Your name and where are you? Hey, what's up?
How are you? It's Tap God. I just wanted to tell you happy spring and that I love you all.
We love you too.
I don't really hate Gunwash. I love Gunwash.
That's
but
wonderful.
I wanted to tell Vertical Yacht Club that I'm sitting at the Gowanus Yacht Club.
Oh, great.
There's no boats anywhere in sight.
Not yet. It's later on. So, what did you say your name was?
It's Chapman. Come on.
Oh,
hey,
Chapman.
Shit.
Yo, wait. Can I say one thing? Hold on.
I do watch the next file, The Hemet. I'm back in town. How are you?
I'm great. Can I say one thing, though, Chapman? I saw
you.
I love you, too. Yeah, yeah, but I wanted to say, I saw you on the street, and you pretended not to see me. Maybe I would, maybe...
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
When? Well, actually, where?
Storm brewing.
I don't remember.
I hear a storm brewing.
He's brewing. Are you brewing a storm?
Armando, how are you? I miss you. How can I lend any validity to that accent?
I don't know. Maybe we talk about it when you come on.
Yo, Chapman, we miss you.
Yeah, you got to come on. You
got
to come on, and
soon.
You got to come on in the next 5 weeks though, because you know we're transitioning.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh wait, what?
No, no, just
you got to come on the show soon.
Well, I have a lot of Hansel and Gretel bits to leave on the forest floor for you, so we could probably make a great show of it.
That
yes.
sounds wonderful. Okay,
let's
well,
do
thank
it.
You. All right,
thanks for the
okay,
love, Chapman.
Okay, great.
Love you.
He loves it. Okay.
Look, you guys, we got lovers. We got lovers.
You know, so actually, it's true that the Great Guys Club is here tonight. Here they are.
Blind for this thing.
You don't want to. You don't want to be. You don't feel comfortable being seen.
I mean,
we're almost
no.
part of this day.
We should just talk no. shit about these two fucking losers the entire time.
A lot of times we do. I was gonna say, you know, like,
they could
they
be having
chill.
A sweet date.
They
and
look
you're
chill.
Just
they look chill.
Are
yeah,
they
maybe,
gonna bone?
Oh, they're gonna bone.
Yeah, they probably will.
It's on.
We've seen
her got a salad so she's not gassy later.
They always get salads, too. That's like a common thing when they sit up front. There's a lot of salads.
If the woman likes you, she'll touch herself and take you.
Yeah. Sometimes they actually get, we get them to come in and stuff.
I feel like if she's really down on the date, she'll, like, disrupt. Fully, but oh fuck, where's Charlie Wood at?
Dude,
wait,
but you know
no,
what?
You hear what's
he's studying for his final.
So I went to the club. What else is going
you
on?
Should, you should actually, like, maybe, like, you could, like,
introduce
steal,
yourself.
You should steal her away from
no
him.
No way, I got a beautiful girlfriend, Jade Valerio. I'm totally in love, not
excellent.
Interested.
Alright, one at a time. Great Guys Club.
I feel like really hard to ignore.
Intros.
Steve, what did you say?
Well, Max and Boat aren't here yet, so I don't think we should. I mean, Josh aren't
no,
here.
No, no,
yet.
It's okay.
What
it's
I'm
okay.
saying is, I feel like it'd be so hard to ignore what's going on in here.
I feel like
close to the mic. Close to the mic. Close to the mic.
I feel like it would be hard to ignore also, but they do it every week. They love. People want
to
sit in Roberta's so bad.
Close to the mic. Close to the mic.
Pizza at complimentary pizza.
Oh yeah, do we get complimentary pizza?
I don't know.
Complimentary pizza.
We are interested
pizza,
in the pizza.
Chef Chardon, pizza. Ding ding.
I know. Yeah, we should get pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it the last show?
At the ending of the show, you guys.
Yeah,
get
we got like five
show?
More. We got like five more.
Five. Damn.
Yeah.
This jokes
is
on
like
you.
When, this is like when a mom has five kids and she's like, "You're my favorite kid."
Yeah.
After those other four.
No. Well, listen, you guys are our favorite, but we don't know when we can coordinate all you guys. Like,
oh no, I mean, I don't mean that you're lying about who
we're not all
the greatest guys. We know it's us, but I'm saying,
yeah,
I heard this was like. Last week was the last show.
He told
was
you
like
that?
I call her on line three.
2 weeks later was like,
hey, this is Ace.
Oh, man.
Ace.
What up,
Ace? Oh, Jesus.
I thought you were coming.
Ace. Ace. Abe Norfleet.
Abe, how's your motorcycle?
No, don't say fuck the GGC.
Abe Norfleet.
Ace, where
are you? Yo, how's your kid, man?
Fuck him. You don't let me in your club, I don't give a fuck about it.
It's clearly Max, right?
Yeah. No, it's Ace.
Ace, go fuck yourself.
Ace.
Why don't you guys want Ace in the GGC?
Come on in. Ace, you're invited.
You gotta be so. It's the crew is so exclusive. You gotta be dead to be in it.
It's crew exclusive. Yeah. It's crew
or
exclusive
Fred
for
or
you.
Or random girl.
Oh, where's Fred? We should bring Fred so I can ruin this thing.
So I heard Fred actually works across the street, right, or something.
Oh,
wait, what is he? Wait,
he does. He does. He does.
At the movie theater.
There's a
works at the movie theater. Syndicated
across the street.
Wait, is there,
we know what we're doing later.
It's on so hard.
There's a movie theater.
Hey guys, don't get me fired tonight.
What's his job? Is his job to eat all the old popcorn at the end of the night?
Yes.
He was telling me a story that should not blow up his stuff.
No, you blame. Listen, we don't
blow
have to
it up, blow it up.
Listening. Yeah. He was like, "Yo, I served an underage kid yesterday. It was my second day." I was like, "You've never
he
told
got
me
a
about,
fine."
You never told me about more than the third day of any of the jobs you've had in the past 6 months,
meaning
which is already a lot of jobs to have in the past 6 months to only have 3 days of.
AKA, he gets fired every day for eating so much food at the restaurant.
Is that what he does at his job?
Definitely.
Wait, so he works at does he always work at restaurants?
He's like, I could wear this uniform that you're asking me to wear, food, but I can't fit extra food into it, so I shouldn't be doing that. I need to wear a knapsack all the time.
Putting all the nachos in his pants.
So wait.
Out to Nico, what up?
So Spliff, are we or anyone? So are we gonna get the rest of the Josh and
Josh and Max are coming.
Okay, cool. But Charlie Charlie's not around these days or something.
He's in law school.
He's in law school.
He's trying to litigate against us for kicking him out.
Yeah.
I see.
He's got an exam every time I talk to him.
No, really?
Yeah. Also with me.
I just want someone to get the secret spy eyeglasses.
But like,
we should give Sophie the secret.
I thought I'd get them.
Sure,
I thought I'd get them
for your date. But we should get Sophie to wear them because she already has them anyway.
Let's describe this plan anyway.
I saw Charlie not too long ago, and he swear to God he had like 800 muscles.
He's got huge tits.
Why is he doing pull-ups?
He's got huge. It's
really?
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger now. You know what I mean? Like Charlie's a great guy.
Charlie's
the only guy listening right now.
No, there's people listening.
Yo, let's talk about that spyglass story, man.
Yeah, tell us the spyglass story.
I'll
start off. Okay, so my
my
girlfriend cheated on me. And she was like, "Well, let's go, listening, you're a bitch." We were talking about a good plan for if I go on a date, and Victor can explain the plan. Here we go.
Tell me the plan, Victor.
The plan is just to get those spy glasses and the eyeglasses you put on that have a little camera, and we can watch the date going down, and then he wears like a little earpiece, and we can be like,
Say this.
Don't say that.
Hey, what's up?
And then him do the opposite. Of
wait. So you would
this
go
sounds
on
like
that
the
date?
Premise of a hilarious rom com.
I know. But why would you?
She cheated on you.
No, not with her.
Oh, okay.
On the next date I go on, I would have the glasses and the Bluetooth.
There's an old Archie comic of that where like Jughead like whispers things to Archie, but then like Jughead starts footing with another girl and like
Veronica?
Saying other stuff.
There's a great Steve Martin movie called Roxanne, which he also has a really long nose.
Oh yeah.
That's a good movie.
You guys know what I'm
where he's sneaking around the pool.
Hey, what's up?
Is it?
It is.
He's got the long ass Pinocchio nose.
Yeah.
So I want
to. And no one wants to date him because of that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty jarring thing.
It's a jarring.
Yeah.
So did you ever
guess
go on
who
a date
he gets
since
at the
that?
End,
wait,
the girl.
So your girlfriend really cheated on you? That's upsetting
that's
me.
Blow.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah, well, that's terrible to do that. Especially to you. You're such a nice guy.
Yeah.
You're a great guy.
Yeah, you're a great guy. That's why you're in, you know.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so we're going to introduce everyone. Hopefully they get here soon.
Is that hey, what's up a button?
Hey, what's up?
Yep.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Wow, that is the best.
Yeah.
So that's John Norris from MTV.
I know that guy.
John Norris.
Hey, what's up? This is John Norris.
Wow, cool.
Who's the guy that looks like the
and
fan
I'm
of the
here.
Opera?
John Norris used to go to misshapes and try to pick up young boys.
Kurt Loder.
Really?
Yeah.
Kurt Loder was...
Kurt Loder looks like fan of the opera.
He's like 70 now.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the fan of the opera, and I don't know who Britney Spears is.
Does that mean like half of his face is disfigured and shiny?
That was not a joke.
Kurt Loder.
Then how is he?
What?
Then John Norris is not as old as Kurt Loder.
No, John Norris is like the young one with the blonde hair. He's a good, cool
guy. What
happened
to Gideon Iago?
He just went to pick up.
He loves the young men.
Like hey, what's up? Boys. This is John.
We got a lot of
they
buttons
love
back
it.
There.
They love it.
How are you, Wade?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in like at least two and a half years.
Whoa. Guess what's happened since?
I don't know. Tell me.
That wasn't rhetorical. thank you.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Let's like play. We have more of Josh's music to play, right? It's like 9:20.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like 2 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
That
so,
one that he emailed.
Yeah. So we were playing
some great
that.
Mixes, yeah.
That
and,
one went to my spam email.
Then I was gonna come back and just like see what was up with you guys, but you know, whatever. Maybe they'll get here. Maybe they won't.
Let's do that.
Just,
let's
do
some Josh Jam.
Yeah, Josh.
Josh Jam.
Josh Jam's Gunwash is now. Great Guys Club is here, and if you want to call in, it's 718-497-2128. Gunwash.com, and we'll be back in just a few.
Bring pizza.
To me.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. It's Matt. Yo, Spliffington. Is Spliffington there?
Nah, he just went to go get a beer and piss. What's good, Matt?
Well, I got to talk to him about some, like, we got some work stuff we got to do. Like, he's coming in tomorrow to work menus things. And, but, like, he owes me, like, I need to do this. He owes me, like, two T-shirt designs, and I wanted to go over which American Apparel blanks.
He's right here. He's right here. Hold on.
What's good?
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, so can we go and look at the American Apparel blanks right now to see which colors to do the shirt on? The tank tops.
You said pink, blue, and black.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, there's a dark blue. I didn't see a turquoise though.
Are you busy right now? Can you start sending me some stuff right now?
You bet, actually. It's coming right up.
All right, we got headphones on. Everybody's got headphones on. Yeah, we got the headphones on. Whew. Okay, without further ado.
Several miles below the Earth's crust, an evil organization known as the Sinister Six meet yet again, comprised of members with unusual talents. They plot the death of Spider-Man. They will not rest until the world is on its knees.
Jack, just keep playing the song. It's awesome. I love it.
Charlie Wood, R.I.P.
Charlie Wood, R.I.P.
He's not dead, though. He's just not around.
So
Mondo G, the new Charlie, R.I.P.
What's up?
So Aaron,
yes, sir.
Just try to. I'm going to kill the mics for a second. Try to paint a picture for the listeners at home.
Yeah,
what's going on in the studio?
So we didn't have Great Guys Club in the studio for like a couple of years, and now they're all here. They were pretty much all here except
they're
Charlie.
They're all here,
basically. We have Steve and Josh, Jeremy, of course, Max Bode, Wade, and Victor.
Armando's
in there.
I'm in the club.
Armando's in the club.
We have I'm not in it. You guys added Fred.
Random girl also.
Random girl, Fred, Armando, and still not me.
Why no Wade? Why not? Why wouldn't they put you in there?
Because Max overlooked that.
Is that I sense there is like some
there could only be one blonde boy in the club, and
no,
I think Max is getting a little shot loose.
It could only be Gene Wilder himself.
Oh, nice. Yo, I got this mic up in my face.
Yeah, man.
Mondo, he does not need that. He's the loudest person.
What I was saying to him was that if he wanted to scream, hey, Josh.
Who used the mic at karaoke last night?
Hot mic.
Where have you been?
Not me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hot mic, we need introductions one at a time. Everybody just say their names one at a time.
All right, well, yeah. Like, and we'll start. Anarchist.
Oh, start it off, Aaron.
Okay, so we'll start on this side right here with my favorite guy, Steve Fuentes. Introduce yourself, my brother, and tell me a little bit about yourself.
What's up? I'm Steve. I'm here with all the pals.
Yeah.
Stunted. That's all. I don't have much to say here at all. I'll wait till I'll go. Okay,
keep
moving.
Next,
Steve.
Next.
Hey, it's me. Hi.
Josh, say your name, man. Josh is on here once in a
Josh
while.
Josh is the too cool kindergartner who doesn't want to talk.
What happens, Germ?
Yeah, Germs is here, and...
Hey, what's up? It's Max.
Max, also a frequent guest. And now we have...
Oh, Wade.
Wade is here. Someone we don't see very often.
No one wants to do any funny introductions.
Well,
hey, what's up?
We're going to do introductions the whole time.
Yo, I'm Wade. I'm from Manhattan. I'm a Taurus.
Hey, I'm Victor.
And then Victor.
Talk's a big game.
That's the joke.
That's the joke
in this clear box we're inside.
You know, I was going to say, I didn't write it in the outline, but if you had any jokes, I know you like have them sometimes.
You know, when you yell, you can tell that we're in a small box.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
it's like
audio.
A closet. Yeah. They could hear that.
So if you want us to paint you a visual picture, we're in a small box. It's getting warmer and warmer and warmer.
And it will continue.
Paint you a visual picture as opposed to like an audio picture.
Mental brain pick.
You know what I'm thinking about?
I'd like to paint you a visual picture, girl.
What does it smell like in here?
It smells like
white hats.
15 minutes. Yo, we got the subdivision of the GGC, the White Hats crew.
Yeah,
representing currently just today.
We got Victor here,
we got
cameraman.
CBS Sports.
Cameraman for CBS Golf.
We got Too Cool Radio Station. We got... You have a brown hat, man. That doesn't count.
Yeah, but they have long hair.
We're keeping the brown hats and the white hats segregated for now. It's going to be an equal seating situation.
What I didn't want was you yelling nonstop.
What did you think was going to happen?
I like to say it in the mic.
You know what you guys should do? You guys should like slap Bock with knives.
Slap Bock.
Slap Bock.
Slap Bock with knives. Slap Bocking with knives.
Strike
means,
one.
Means
yo, every time I get confused, can we put that noise?
Yeah, for sure.
I was thinking of Bang Back Chicken.
Can we do a GGC spelling bee?
I was going to say.
I can't smell for shit.
You can't smell?
Can't smell for shit.
Hey, fun.
I can't even sneak for shit.
Fun fact.
I can't speak English, man.
Fun fact. Hey, Max, say the word huge in the microphone.
Huge.
Oh, you fucker.
Why does he not do his H's?
Anyway, I just like
he
to
says
point
it,
out.
Now it's the Trump style of saying it,
huge?
Basically.
That's how my dad says
Max
it.
Max is from Canada. I'm excited.
No,
Max. I'm excited to be with my friends.
Victor,
and I yell, I get uncomfortable and happy at the same time.
I just like to point out one thing. Victor gives Max shit for saying huge instead of huge. But I had dinner with Victor's mom last night, and Victor, to be fair. And she says... And she says huge also.
Really?
She says huge.
No,
what about human?
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't know why it freaked you out. Your mom says huge.
What about human? Did they say human?
It didn't come up.
Didn't come human. Up. No human talk.
Human.
I think she says human.
But Max,
she said huge.
Max, you do that? You say it without
she
the H?
She said it casually.
I don't pronounce
she didn't
the
say
H.
it. It wasn't like hardcore huge, but it was like huge.
Huge. Like, so no huge. Why, no hard Y?
She might have borscht.
The hard Y is the identifying.
You guys
ate
more food after? Because my mom and I never talk about like big things, like big ideas. We just do like we basically small talk nonstop.
Right.
So she never has to say huge to anybody.
It doesn't really come up that much. Yeah. I see. Well, I was gonna
gonna point that out yesterday, but now I point it out.
Things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. We'll do them. I have a couple things, but you know, yeah. Go ahead, man.
Can we get Fred up in here?
Yo, can we get some like telemarketer? Like mics on YouTube so that we can, you know, like the little
lavaliers.
Lavaliers.
Get some lavaliers.
Can we get? Do we
oh,
have
actually,
more
those
mics?
Aren't,
no.
No. But
does
we can.
Anybody,
but
if anybody have
if
any
I'm
stories?
To believe Nas, all we need is one mic.
Yeah.
That's
a great topic for the next segment. That's all. Me
okay.
And Josh were discussing.
Are there segments? Are we in a segment?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll probably talk for a minute, then play some music, and then talk again for a minute.
Giant centipede in my.
You should slap Box with knives.
Yeah, but wait. So what?
Slap Box.
Slap Box.
We did not. We just had nonsense all day.
The most fantastic suicide attempt.
Which one is that?
Oh, you guys love talking about that shit.
Like, if you could,
you guys love talking shit on yourselves, basically.
What was the?
We've already decided what that is. Me and Victor figured that out when we were 17.
If you could go out in the most fantastic sense.
Yes.
How would you do it?
There is a right answer to this.
I know. I know. What's the
one at a time?
I know. Shoot the sky.
I don't remember that.
The joke. All right. So the preface to the way to do it is when you're like in kindergarten or in sixth grade or whatever, and some kid comes to school and he's like, "Oh, my grandma died today.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I wasn't here yesterday."
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. That's, what happened?" If they're insensitive, they'll be like, "What happened? Give me details."
Yeah.
And the kid will be like, "Oh, it was cancer," or "Oh, she fell down some stairs," or whatever.
Sure.
But then what you want to do?
That's how both my grandmas died.
Terrible.
Respectively.
Bad, but, okay.
But what you want to do is you want to have your grandson, once you're dead, be like, "Oh, my grandfather died because he like shot heroin into his eyeball, strapped grenades and dynamite to his chest, and drove a motorcycle into a bank off hours."
Yeah, the off hours part is like an extra part.
Exactly.
Rob a bank, go down and inhale a gunfire in your old age.
Yeah. I don't know if I know that.
That's like when I went to Washington Heights the other day, and I saw this like 25-year-old chick at 4 a.m. wearing a prom dress.
And that's a good way to die.
That's a good way to die.
Yeah, man, I think.
I like that, yeah. That's a good suicide attempt. I don't know if it worked for her, but it was an attempt.
Fashion suicide or something.
The dress was so small.
Steve, what about you, man? If you could go out in a blaze of glory.
I feel like this is like a loaded question because Josh has a really great one. But
okay,
my idea, my idea, if I wanted to die was I wanted to go get lost somewhere and like die lost in the woods so that people think that I'm still alive and they're looking for me.
Me too, dude. I kind of share that one with you. But
no, his plan is awful, and so is yours if you share it with him.
No,
because then you make everyone who loves you suffer.
Yeah, that's
awful.
That's true.
If we had the video aspect of the podcast, Josh blinked like 30 times when he said suffer. He was getting real about it.
We're working on
really
it.
Feel strongly.
We're working on
we're
it.
Working,
it.
No we're working on the video. Second time.
We're working on the video aspect. But to be honest with you, I feel the getting lost and dying thing. Sometimes, you know, it's like the closest to like ideation. Like I want to disappear but not die.
Sorry, could we get a definition on that word, please?
Like that way, you're basically still around. People have
definition,
a
definition, please. Exactly. Are we doing the spelling bee? Definition, please.
Ideation means like thinking about ideas, projecting ideas. Yeah, it's idea with Asian at the end.
Then I know.
Look, that guy's eating at his girlfriend's salad.
Oh, you're gonna take the salad,
dude. That's what she
had.
That was her energy for later on. He's like, "Oh shit,
she's gonna pass
salad.
Out halfway through. He's gonna feel
what
bad."
What if we watched him? What if he just like viciously spit in her food and we saw?
I would love
would
that.
Would you say anything?
I would stole food off of her plate.
Yo, in a real way.
I would totally do it.
Yeah. No. That was like actually kind of me. He actually like
it could be yours.
How does he not see all of us?
Dude,
I cannot believe there's like seven.
He's like,
men
I got no more food. That's Fred on a date. That's Fred on a
Aaron,
date. Basically.
Aaron, should we take care of business for a second?
Victor's what's that? Off, what's the business?
Please? All right.
I don't have a mic.
Go ahead.
I put all the mic because I'm so loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, I just want to say one thing. Sorry. The guy in the window stole the salad, like in a way that was not nice. Like he actually like. So I don't know. We saw him steal the salad, dude. We saw him steal the salad, and now he sees us.
We
he's really upset. I don't know. I don't want to make him upset.
Wow,
awesome.
Shameless.
He must already have he must already have convinced her to be with him because he just took all her food. Already. Wait, so Jack, sorry.
So
dude, if you have a
I feel great though.
Watch out, she's gonna cheat on you.
I
feel great.
I think this is like the perfect time because we're seeing exactly why this is true, but. But I'd like to induct everybody in the room to the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Right, so you guys are all inducted into the Gunwash Hall of Fame. He's like, yeah, whatever, sure. Like, all right, that's cool, man. Yeah.
I mean, what it means is you're going to get a pizza, so.
What it means is you're going to get a pizza. And that, my friend,
one pizza's not going to suffice.
We'll get you pizza. You'll get pizzas, don't worry.
You'll each get half a slice.
I'm pretty far back in the room here.
Listen, Wade, we're going to get you a pizza, man. You're a Hall of Famer, my brother.
All I ate today was an olive bread sandwich.
Well, that's
not
good.
An olive leaf sandwich. Look at olive bread.
Olive bread is like bread. Olive bread was bread with olives in it.
I like cheap bread or I like super fancy with all the garnishes or I like the white bread.
Back, he's like, all right, full disclosure, I ate your salad and everyone here saw it. Yeah, that's okay.
She's like, I'll eat your salad later.
Everyone might say you ate my salad, but it totally didn't happen.
Yeah, but wait.
He's going to eat the salad.
She's probably
again.
Cheating on him in the bathroom. She's
yeah, like, for sure. That's why they're all right.
Like,
yeah.
Honey.
Steve, maybe we should give him, maybe we should give her spyglass or him spyglasses for the salad or
yeah,
salad glasses.
Spy glasses.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Salad glasses. Yeah, for that's sure. The real move.
He saw salad glasses. He must be wearing salad
Look,
glasses.
Look, I just want to point something out to all the listeners out there. You don't make friends with salad.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait,
really?
What is that from,
what does that, what does that mean?
It's from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, listen, so...
The Simpsons did it. R.I.P. The Simpsons.
R.I.P.
The Simpsons was canceled today,
really?
Listeners. Call
Stop
in.
It, really?
Really?
My call life is over.
I thought they were...
My life is over.
I thought they were just...
Yo,
they were going to end it
pack
automatically.
Of beer?
No, what do you mean, end it automatically?
They've been canceled.
What about those Americas?
And banned from television.
I must have just watched Futurama then, Aaron.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's true.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. Shit, kid.
Yeah, got $50 on PayPal.
Hey, so you wanna we wanna listen? So, Josh, can you tell me? Can you just
hey guys,
do me
Beatles
a small
or
favor?
The Rolling Stones?
Hey, Beatles are the new black.
Depends on the mood you're in.
And talk to you.
Yeah, I have to ask you a question because we're playing some of the music that you made.
We got the one-on-one with the bird.
It's really fun. I was really enjoying it.
I wish we did, but you need to shut the fuck up for that to happen.
Well, he's you know he's very verbose. But we're gonna play some more of it in just a minute if that's cool with you.
That's outstanding.
So tell us just one. Literally, I sent. Just tell us something about it, like something.
Well, it's great. You're gonna love it.
Okay, great. And Josh, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
For making, for filling our world with music.
I like that you're trying to like stay on top of this whole crowd.
No.
That's an admirable.
It's easy for me.
Tactic.
I just know that you know it doesn't really matter.
It's a trap, though. Really.
Fuck
the
it
salad.
All.
Yo, the salad. The salad is. It's keeping them under control.
Fuck it all. Fuck all
right, we'll be back on Gunwash in just
order
a few
some
minutes.
Pizzas. We'll be
10,
back.
20, 15, maybe.
Ads on this? I'm not paying for ads.
I remember this one. I remember this one. Hello, my name is Carol Brown, and I specialize in preserving memories. Whether it be a wedding, birthday party, or any special event, give me a call at 470-9648 for all of your photography and video needs. Just right.
Day at one location. Type www.grownandsexycruise.com. That's grownandsexycruise.com. To register online for your free engagement photo session, which includes one 8x10 print. No purchase is required.
Hey, what's up?
Yairz Mila.
You miss me? You miss me? You miss me? You miss me?
I just saw Roger Waters at the wall.
Hi, this is Max Boda.
Yeah.
I guess you could make a gluten-free pasta. I've done a waffle brunch for people.
Hi, welcome to porn.com.
Very like, you come in and walk with beer while we're like talking. And they got weed, and they even better. Yeah, I would forget too. I didn't. We had a couple.
Hi, this is Max Boda. I feel like shit, but I still listen to Gunwash. Hi, this is Max Boda. I feel like shit.
Francoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente vinegars. Pleasure, Jack. You guys are terrific.
Armando takes on Spain. Welcome to Siesta.
Hi, this is Armin.
I'm in the mirror.
Say the mood of the room has changed since the pizza came
dude,
in.
Dude,
drastically.
Yeah, there's no more people talking. I mean, you know, we've like, got some.
The pizza's quiet. Already gone, yeah, Jack.
Pizza's partly gone. You know, I think we will have to get more pizzas, but we'll work. We'll work on that later.
Don't worry about it.
Nah, never worry about it.
Minimal amount of worries.
So you know what's crazy? Now that they're eating pizza, I'll actually be able to talk for 2 seconds. I got nothing to say though. What I wanted to say.
Spelling bee.
Was that? Yeah. Well, Max had the idea.
The sky.
He had the idea of doing the spelling bee. Steve wants to go to the woods and disappear.
How would shooting the sky be suicide? You're waiting for the bullet to come down and
yeah, yep. Exactly.
Oh
yep.
My God.
Armando's like, yep.
Yep.
You don't got accuracy like that, Mondo.
He might. You never know. He could do it.
The hardest shot that the devil ever pulled.
Nah, we know like when you throw, you know like when you throw an M&M up in the sky and then you catch it in your mouth? It would be sort of like that, except like.
It wouldn't be anything like
that. Mm-hmm. That's like a really far throw.
Yeah, sky is far. Actually,
on my way coming over here, I threw a tennis ball over a school fence.
Did it hit you in the head?
Yeah.
It didn't.
No. Hey. In your mouth.
Shit.
Try
so
the basketball first.
Yo, we can play the game. What can work you catch in your mouth?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have anything to test that with except pizza and paper bags.
Pizza, but with my mouth.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're just tuning in, this is Gunwash, and the Great Guys Club is here. And it is the full Great Guys Club, except
no, it's
for...
Not.
It's not.
Who's not in it?
Well, Charlie's not here.
Stop being
we have
so
no
rude.
Random girl.
All right. No
Josh,
girls.
Josh.
Like, look, Charlie made the music for my
Josh, hey, you're like the polar opposite of Victor. Not the polar opposite.
Let me put a challenge
you're
out.
You're very different than Victor.
Can I put a challenge out to
yeah,
the crew?
For, yeah,
you can get a random girl from outside and bring her in here.
Charlie quit, to be fair.
No, what I was going to say is that if they could, if someone wanted to go out and snag this girl from the guy with the salad.
Yeah, do it.
He would be so upset, though. I feel bad.
But she'd be on radio, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like she'll come on. She'll like, come on.
She's very charmed right now, by the
way. All right, but I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah.
She is charmed. I will tell you what, though, Jack. I got a couple
her
things.
Shoulders tell everything.
Does she look good, though? I can't see her.
Nah, she's whack.
Nah, are you sure she's whack?
Look at her fucking skin.
No, we don't want her.
You don't think she looks... I know, well, wait, you have a girlfriend,
what,
so
what
you're...
What if the mirror was reversed, Mondo? How would they be talking about
well,
you right now?
Well, my skin is great, dude.
All right.
You have good skin, yeah.
All right, you want to shoot yourself in the face with a space bullet? I don't know, kid.
What were your SAT scores?
Yo,
you want to change that. If you used to shout out 1600, it doesn't matter.
Now you can only get like an 800, right?
No, it's higher.
No, they do the yeah, they do like double.
I thought you got like
an essay. No, I think it's 24. No, I think it's like 24 now, right?
Like 16, they're like, yo, you're a clown, you're a baby, you're a child.
What did you guys get on your SATs?
I took the SATs on a Saturday.
I got a 1280.
I got a.
Yeah, I think it was.
What did I get? I got a 1290, bro.
I got an 1190.
You beat me.
You got an 1190?
1170.
By the way, the SAT is totally like made to keep black
like
people and Jewish people out of college, obviously.
Wait, are in the dead
and lazy white people like
well,
me.
Remember the last question that says, are you black or Jewish? Check no to well, not go to college.
I think that was the first question.
I would say that my first attempt, I got a 900, though. And then I got a tutor. My mom got me a tutor. Me some, too. Like, Craigslist kid. Pre-Craigslist. And he was kind of weird. But then I got an 1170 the second time.
That's beautiful. That means you learned from the tutor.
It means that the tutor is how you pass the test.
Yes.
Because I went to that guy twice. Like, imagine you're a little kid with, like, that guy weeks. Like, unless you're Victor or Neil Patacone, you're not
Neil!
Getting that shit done.
Why,
on your own.
Did Victor get, like, a 1600 just, like,
of course,
sleeping
Victor
through?
Victor got, like, a 1480 or something.
Yeah, but, like, because
right?
He's just crazy.
Probably higher.
Shout out to
because Victor, because Victor's whole goal is to be antithetical no matter what.
So, which
so
means
like,
that,
to spite everyone,
right,
he got, like,
get,
perfect scores
right.
In high school.
Yeah, see, like, I think...
Straight A pluses, AP.
I think in school they leave that part out of it. They're like, listen, you're smart or you're dumb, or you try hard or you don't try hard, or it's a mix of the two. They don't realize that you could literally get a test, a high score, just to spite everyone, which I think is true. You could do that. And he did.
Victor was an early irony, early pioneer of irony.
Exactly,
hipsterdom.
Exactly. You decide that you're ironic and you're gonna like apply it to, you know.
Me, I was just your typical slacker.
I love how like Jeremy and Steve just talk, and Jeremy always does this. You know, I was talking about this.
Steve,
Jeremy,
I'm
making plans to grill at Steve's house.
Enemy?
Side
yo, conversation.
Spliffington is the enemy of the show.
No, no, he's not. But
we're gonna play a spelling bee.
Hold on, no, wait. I had some questions.
Yo, I heard that's why you quit, kid. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently I quit.
Yeah, you quit. You faggot.
I was told actually from Billy.
But then I came back. So obviously I didn't stay quit.
Yes, he believes.
You can't even hold to your own principle.
He came back like Jordan.
All right, so I have a small list of things, but I'm not going to like stress anyone out with it. But this is something that like
I'm sorry I called you the F word, by the way.
Aaron, just blow ahead.
No, it's okay.
My SAT was like 1240 or something.
The mic is yours, buddy. The mic is yours.
Now check it out. Okay, so I have a few like items, all right? They're really easy and you can comment them or not comment them. I don't really care. Okay, Victor goes to the gym every day.
No Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay, false. So that's
with
false.
Fred Beebe.
Three no, you seem you do seem
with
like
Fred
you.
Beebe.
You're buff, dude. You,
Fred goes to the gym.
Yeah, but what he does is he goes to the.
You lift him up. You lift him up.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he doesn't
smoothies.
Work out of it. He just goes.
Aaron. Yes. You have two shows left. Text. This is what you want to talk about?
Yeah, I like this.
You want to talk about Victor and Fred going to the gym?
Yo, but Fred has good excuses when he doesn't go to the gym, which is often. And I'll give you the excuses he used this week. Monday he didn't go because he's like sleeping with this girl, and he's like, "Yo, I just woke up. It's 11. She's gonna make me breakfast."
Yeah, shoot this guy off the mic with the ooh.
Josh just wants to plug his book.
All right, yo, so we have this National Geographic.
All right, it's a spelling bee. We're going to play a spelling bee.
All right, I had some more questions.
We can get to the questions. Let's mix it up for a minute.
All right, I got some words.
Aaron, we're going to start with you.
Well, you want? Oh, I was going to read words, but if you want to test me, I could spell.
I got some words.
I got a word.
All right, so test me.
Let's start with something.
Down,
let's see.
Son,
how about
phone down.
How about concierge?
Concierge. Concierge is spelled C-O-N-S-I. Hold on.
It's a C.
All right, it's a C. I-E-R-G-E or whatever.
Yeah, that's, you're done.
Okay, cool. I'm out of the contest.
Now you read a word.
Hey, listen. See, now, oh, I read a word. But
to somebody else, yeah.
Okay, fine. So I read a word. But no, I lost, so I shouldn't read a word.
No, it's okay. You give the next word.
Well, you have to prove at least you can read a word.
Yeah, okay. Let me see here.
Should we do a reading bee?
Okay.
Jokes.
Victor, can you please spell the word jacuzzi?
Yeah, isn't that a word that you can kind of spell different ways? But it's probably
I think it's like
J-A-C-U-Z-Z-I.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah. But you're smart. But I think also jacuzzi is one of those things.
Is that the best word you had?
Can you spell hello? Like, yo, jacuzzi's pretty easy.
I guess.
Double
I don't know.
Yo,
I could not spell jacuzzi.
Unless you're ESL. Right.
No, I mean, I thought jacuzzi was one of those words.
All right,
like,
hold on. I want Jeremy to be the one giving the words.
All right.
And I'll be looking up the right answers here.
Can you spell marmalade?
Oh!
Marmalade.
Yo, but you can't think about it for an hour.
Yeah, no, you gotta
spell
go right away. Come on, go.
Conscious is easy. C-O-N... No.
He parries the ball. Wait, back to Armando.
What is the joke here?
Conscience?
Spell the word conscience.
All right, it's C.
That's not what a 7-year-old says when the adult tells him to spell a word in the theater in the spelling bee.
Marmalade, son. I had to spell marmalade?
Yeah, spell marmalade.
Oh, my bad.
He's French, though. He could spell that.
Lady marmalade.
M-A-R... M-A-L-A-D-E.
All right.
You were in a labyrinth of your own mind finding those letters.
Wait, I got one. So Wade. Wade. Okay, Wade's up.
Wade's up.
Wade, spell maybe. Silhouette.
Oh,
that's
nice.
A good one. That's a good one.
S-I-L-O-U-E-T-T-E.
No, there's an H in there.
I'd like to point out that every word everyone thinks is hard is French, and so I have a distinct advantage.
I'm trying to find words.
Spell French words.
I just
call her.
Hey, caller, what's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Crispy from Orlando.
Hey, man, it's been a while, man.
Oh, Crispy, what's good?
It's been a long time.
What's up, guys? What's
not
up? Hey, no, I was just calling before the show ended. I was actually out doing stuff, but I figured I'd just give a call in. I heard you guys were going to stop the show soon.
Yeah,
it's
going to
transition.
It's going to transition.
You know?
We're going to try something new. We're gonna do clips. Yeah, we'll talk about it later on as we get closer to the end. Yeah, we're going to transition a little bit.
Yeah, I want... All right, dude. Yeah, I want to call and maybe do an interview if you guys would interview me.
Yeah, for right sure. We'll interview you, man.
Right now, let's interview
you.
You
want to get interviewed right now?
All right, can I call back in? Let me call back in 2 minutes. All right.
All right, call back. Back.
Yeah, cool.
What does he have to put his pants on to get interviewed? Come on, son.
You got a jerk off, so you're ready for the interview.
He's like, listen, interview me.
Answer with one word only to every question.
Yeah,
that's fun. That's a good game. I learned that on Doctor Who.
That is a good game. Shit. So anyway, I was looking for hard words.
Hold on a minute. She took out her phone. What did she do?
All right. Next, this one's for Steve. Parmesan.
God damn it.
She's texting a man.
Gene Parmesan?
No, Parmesan.
Gene Parmesan.
Steve, you gotta spell Parmesan.
That's phonetic.
No, it's...
No, Parmesan.
Come on.
Sean.
I mean, there's
give it to me. Come on.
P-A-R-M-E-S-A-N.
I'm saying...
I couldn't hear. Hold on. One at a time.
Yo, doesn't it look like so Steve's Parmesan. Wearing a Hess hat?
Yeah, it does. I thought it was Hess as soon as I
do
saw it.
Do we have an answer?
The
Hess truck.
Oh, Hess truck's here.
The Hess truck.
CBS Sports. Tune in on Wednesdays.
Yo, spell Parmesan, kid.
He did.
We didn't hear it.
P-A-R-M-E-S-A-N.
All right, beautiful. You're wonderful at spelling.
I would have spelled Parma.
So
Sean.
I would have done an
A. Yo, me and Max are stupid.
It's spelled for shit.
Blondes have more fun.
It doesn't mean you're...
Okay, Max, spell linguine.
Oh! It doesn't start with a J.
Big Z.
L-I-N-G-U-I-N-E.
Yeah, but that's because he's... All right, I'm going to find
it's got an I.
It's an I at the end. He got it wrong.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's an E.
Josh.
Can we do American words, please?
I got a word for Josh. Quincentennial.
Please spell fucking dump truck.
Quincentennial.
USA.
Quincentennial. It's easy, actually.
Q-U-I-N-C-I.
Nope.
Who's listening?
Okay.
I've done a waffle brunch for people.
Love that. Yep. Love how you set me up with some it's easy shit. Yo, spell a word, Aaron. Spell one word.
With Dr. Quinn
Centennial. O-N-E space... W-O-R-D.
No. Boo.
Spell sad trombone.
Doctor Who jokes.
And this concludes the spelling bee, folks.
Yeah. Well, that was the shit,
tequila,
dude.
Man.
That was
I'm
great.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I thought you. I just figured you had it.
T E Q U I L L A.
It's not tequila, bro. It's not a tequila.
You miss me?
Yo, the thing like you're drinking, you can't spell. You're looking at the label.
You know why I speak funny sometimes? Because I'm a genius.
Hey, you know what's crazy about that? Actually almost, yeah, I was going to say it's almost time for the Mondo segment, but we could actually,
let's
like,
do it.
We could
to
just
it
skip
soon.
The Mondo
well,
segment.
We well, no, well, no, well, we were going to do Crispy. Yeah. Yeah, baby, we got the Hess Truck hat right here. And 2006, bitch. I couldn't see. I just got news for this. The listeners, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I couldn't see who this woman was texting, but it might have been someone that she's seeing at the same time.
We should ask later in front of both of them. Hey, who are you texting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was like, I'm involved in your life.
When you was eating a salad, you weren't there. Who was you texting?
Yeah, well, you. He ate the salad. Incognito.
Oh, that's the perfect place to
and you texted.
She texted her friend, I want to eat some of his burger so bad.
Yeah, word. Oh, he has a burger?
Or I don't know what the fuck. He's clearly still eating her salad.
Oh my God.
He picked
God
it up from the ground.
Maybe
hey, Jack,
like,
any word from Crispy?
Pizza and then we'll split some
Caesar
salad.
Nah, I haven't heard from Crispy.
Who is Crispy? Who is that?
Yeah.
So I'll kill the mics for a second. Crispy is a guy that found us by Googling like how to wash his gun.
Oh, really? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. He lives in Florida and he was like, yo, I was actually looking up how to wash a gun and like, what the fuck is this shit?
Hose, bro.
Yeah, I think some random people do
wait
listen to Gunwash.
I thought you met him at Bonnaroo.
Nah.
No. Fred met him at Bonnaroo.
I thought he was that guy that had like
I love not having headphones.
Prog rock, like Iron Cross.
No, Black Cross.
We got a tweet. We got a tweet in from Kenny Basley. Says I feel like I'm a kid with cancer who just made a wish because of Gunwash and the GGC.
All right, that's awesome. Right. Great, that's really good.
So we made one person.
What type
happy
of cancer?
Kenny Basil, call yeah in.
I wonder what type of cancer.
Gunwash loves you.
He has testicular cancer.
Hey, listen, so let's listen to music for like 2 minutes and then we'll do the Mondo segment, right? I think, right? Yeah, that's good. Gunwash, GGC is here. Great guys club. Everyone is feeling good. And, yeah, we'll be back in just a moment. 718-497-2128. We might be interviewing Crispy and we'll definitely do Mondo next.
I want some of that sound.
Hey, caller. It's Crispy.
Hey, what?
Hey, ho. Who is it?
Oh, hey, Ham Sandwich, am I on live?
Yeah, man, you are live, Ham Sandwich. Tell me what you want to do.
Oh, my God, is this really the last Gunwash?
No, it's not the last. We got like 5 more, so 4 more after tonight.
Oh, my God, you guys got that, you guys got that gunshot send-off?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can send you over the gunshots, but don't you want to say something? I mean, you're on the air. Don't you want to say something first?
Okay, guys, here's the thing. I love ham sandwiches, hence my nickname, Ham Sandwich. But
yeah,
the thing is, oh, God, guys, I just,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's
guys
fine. That's awesome, man.
Is Max there? Is Max Million?
Yeah, he's there, yeah. He's standing, he's picking his teeth, listening to you right now, wondering what you want to say, man. He wants
God,
to,
I just kind of want to call him out on the fact that he's a jerk who owes you $10.
Oh, he owes you $10. I owe money too.
Yo,
I
wish it was Charlie. We'd
yeah
be getting a song out of this.
But someone knows. Someone knows. It again, you can't think of someone you know
Law?
You owe $10 to.
He died
oh, it's Farley.
$10.
That he didn't make, and that's his only joke.
We got another caller on the line, too.
I think I only have one joke.
I just want to hear a joke.
Let's get a new caller.
One joke, Farley.
Where's your joke? Where's your joke?
I got it. I'm gonna go find it.
No, that was me, Victor. You're so Victor. You're so alpha. You're just, Victor. You're too alpha.
What do you say? He had no joke.
Yeah, but you're so why? Because you said the $10 thing is not even applying to Max.
Oh, I don't. That's not a joke. I'm sure Max owes everybody here $10.
Hey, caller. Caller, what's your name? What are you calling from? My brother or sister or whatever.
Hey.
Sister.
Hey.
Brother.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Odetta.
I'm just calling to congratulate you guys.
On what?
On graduating.
Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
You finally graduated.
What did we graduate to?
Yo, can we get some stamps?
You got your associates. After 11 years, you did it. You finally graduated. Well, I'm so proud of you guys.
Wait, sorry. I didn't hear what you said. We graduated to what?
Max with the adult jokes.
Wait, what did we... Sorry, I didn't hear. What did we graduate?
You got your associates after 11 years. You
graduated
finally
your
did
mom?
It.
No, graduated
Who is
what?
Who's calling you to bug you about this?
I don't know. What did we graduate? I can't hear what you're saying. We graduated.
Your associates. You got like your
associates. Oh, no.
Spell associates.
I never got an associate's degree.
Isn't it a four S's?
Okay, Crispy's on the line.
What am I supposed to spell?
Hey, Crispy, what's the word?
Yo, Crispy.
Hello?
Yo, Crispy, what's the word?
Hey, yo, my brother, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I saw Armando. I was at a baby shower, and I met Armando.
Yo, sick. That's
up,
awesome.
Armando?
What's
is he there?
What's the word?
Well, that's a joke.
No, is that Crispy?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, I met Crispy the other day then.
Nah, come on.
I swear to God, I met that's Crispy awesome, the other day.
Dude. Crispy, I thought you were in Florida, man.
What's up, guys, man? I'm sad that you guys aren't going to have gun wash no more, man. It saddens me.
Nah, but it sounds
like you guys are going to move on to good things. So, I mean, that's always good, you know?
Wait, this isn't Crispy.
It's not Crispy.
It's Crispy from Orlando. I just, if Armando's there, I seen him at
government?
The baby shower for my cousin.
I remember that. But,
ago.
Yo, but well, hold on. But hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. But hold on a second. Were you the Crispy that was washing his gun and needed help?
Wait, what?
Okay. There was a Crispy that was washing his gun and needed some sort of technique for his gun.
No, I told you some shit that I was looking on Google, and I looked up how to wash guns, and I found out about your show.
Wow.
How I found out about your show was through my cousin, Miz. Miz told me that you guys, yours, which is Armando, he had a gun wash radio podcast. So I was like, yeah, I got to check it out. So
joke's on me, huh?
First, and I like the shit, so I started calling.
Your cousin, Miz?
I know. So basically, long story short, this Crispy that we thought about, right?
Yeah,
is not. It's somewhat of a mutual friend.
We used to call you guys and be like, "Yo, I'm your number one fan."
Yeah. But
you guys used to tell me that I was your number one fan.
Then we got like, Kenny Basil. Like, so what up?
Yeah, what happened to Black Cross, motherfucker?
I'm sorry, I went through some shit. I got into, I became addicted to heroin.
You became addicted.
And that shit went bad for me. That's why I left your show about heroin you guys did a while ago.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. No, that is true, Marm. That is true, Armando. He was touched by the heroin episode because he.
That was with Rectech. That was a big one.
Wow. Needles
and
in
at
his
the
butt.
End, you guys had a Halloween show. At the end of it, you guys put something like "Where's Crispy?" when you were doing that Jonestown with that girl who had those clips from Jonestown. That was another great show too.
What
and
a
at
small
the end of it, you guys
world.
Were like, "Where's
so
Crispy?
You mad?
Crispy,
are you mad
where are
no,
you?"
No, but I'm. You
yeah,
know
see,
I'm,
we got fans.
Okay, but you know what? You know what? I'm kind of mad about. That okay, that my friend had to tell this friend in Florida about a show. So I thought that you Googled.
Hey man, that's how it happens. My
gun wash.
Nah, I mean listen, people.
When
get
I
that.
First called you guys had Andrew WK on the phone.
Yeah,
and I said,
awesome.
Hey, I was looking up how to wash my gun on Google, and I found out about your show. But really, Miz had told me I had to come up with something funny just because you know I don't want to just be like, oh yeah.
Well, you know what?
Wow, Crispy's. We're really happy that you called in.
Oh my god.
And that's a great way to start the Mondo segment.
Yeah, so without further ado, I suppose it's like
and I was like, what the fuck? And so we went to another place to get drunk off of some beers. But you know Armando's about that elegance.
I'm an elegant guy. What do you expect?
Yeah, can I get some more of that?
But hey, I want to tell.
Hey,
be quiet for a second. I want to say. I want to let the audience know.
No, I was in Chinatown. I was painting my toes.
You know what? I was painting my toes the other day.
It's the Mondo segment.
I took a picture of a photo box and somebody tagged me on Instagram.
Mondo.
No, but that was classic. But I want to explain something.
Yo, where's your graffiti, buddy?
Hold on.
Hey, Crispy. Thanks, man.
He bailed.
No,
I called my mom and she didn't pick up, dude.
That's the segment. That's really
fuck
sad.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Feeding the ducks.
Hey, man, people bail.
That is feeding the ducks.
Hey, it is feeding the ducks. That's why I quoted it. This is a GGC episode.
I respect that. I wish you would have queued up the music and then we could really make something.
We can queue it up, man. Maybe Jack.
Doing this like it's balls. Exactly.
Fred.
Can I?
Max is like, I want to see what this
I
want to
say one thing. I always thought Mondo's name was spelled M-O-N-D-O.
Yeah, but no, come on. Armando.
I just found out it's M-A-N-D-O.
Yeah, but
when did you know
Armando,
today?
Armando.
No, when I sent you that picture from Texas.
Mando's.
Your name is Mando. It's
no,
Armando.
It's no, but Armando is spelled with an A.
No, it's Mando.
He-Mando.
I like how all right, you guys can ridicule my name all you want.
We're not ridiculing your name.
No jokes.
It's part of the hazing. I get it.
It's no jokes, kid.
No, Mondo, just we say M-O-N-D-O because Mondo sounds like Mondo sounds better than Mando in
Mando.
A way.
All
right, so new Mondo the theme song. Line. New Mondo Mando theme song.
Yo, but can you guys hear something about this song? How, like, 4 years ago I used to go out with this, like, smoking-ass chick, and I played this song, like, 10 times in a row, and then the next day she dumped me, dude.
Good, good.
That's what that song was intended for.
Excellent.
Yeah, true story. But I want to explain this one quick, small detail, not minor detail story. Feeling lonely. The clock now. This song truly reminds me of like tears and like happiness at the same time.
All right.
Like,
happy tears.
Happy tears.
Is this a hot mic?
Dude, that's the hot mic. That's the hot mic.
I got a story about this song.
Yo, go ahead.
At Jeremy's birthday, we all came and Jeremy played this song, or I don't know if it's actually his birthday, but
no,
he was
DJing.
That
was
Max's birthday.
Yo, what's happening?
Jeremy played this song, and we all sang along, and Charlie shed tears. It was awesome.
Oh.
That was at the bar.
Of happiness.
Charlie, we love you. Where you at?
And then Charlie was like, I'm going to start law school. Max was like, you'll never graduate.
And then Charlie never talked to any of us again. Literally what happened.
Until
you know what?
He files an injunction.
Show up, Josh. He's going to show up as Charlie Wood Esquire. And
he's going to sue all of us.
You stopped doing Typhoon 99. You're like, then we have nothing in common.
Oh, 10, come on. Hit me with that feeding the ducks.
That's the best part of the song right here.
Video by Wayne. That's what's up now, 210 YouTube, hit it up.
Guys, I had a lot of clips. I chose them over 20 clips.
Damn.
And I definitely reused a couple.
Well, shit, I have to tell you.
Right, it is the Mondo segment, though. So, Mondo.
I bought
Mondo,
this hat
Mondo.
For, yo, Jack, I bought this hat for Max, right? And it's like a hat that this lady said is from Thailand. Right, and I'm like, how is this from Thailand where we're in Chinatown, right? And then she's like, no, buy it, and I was like, all right. And then while I'm in there, I was like, but it's gonna fly off my head, right? It's probably fly off my friend's head too. And then she was like, okay, I'm gonna get the string, and she put the string.
Oh, she got you bonus string.
And then she was like, bonus string indeed. Bonus string indeed.
That was a really good story. I really like that story.
But hold on. But hold on. As a cherry on top, I'm looking around the store, right? And then I see this like NYPD travel pillow.
Oh, and that's what I have on my neck.
You
right
have it on your neck.
It looks great, by the way. I think that'll be good. You can button it.
It reminds me of when I made a gift for Max a few years ago, and then the GGC was there too, and then they just took his gift and then like broke the gift.
What did you give me 2 years
remember?
Ago?
Remember? No, it was like 4 years ago, and I made like a bouquet of lighters, and I gave it to you.
Oh, no, that was at the birthday
at
that Charlie
Bar.
Wood
right.
cried at.
Yeah. I went there, too. I remember there was pizza, right? Yo, but he cried like a man.
Pizza, yeah. Yeah, there was pizza, Jack.
There was like New York pizza.
There was pizza here. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, we can maybe do that. Hey, listen. So,
Snapchat that way. You should snap that. Are you on Snapchat, Wade?
No. Yo, I should take a panorama of
no
all
one
of
should
them.
Ever be on Snapchat.
Yo, we're so like,
wait,
we're all. Yo, so like.
Who's she texting?
Yo, who are you texting?
Hey, yo, bitch. Yo, bitch.
Becky, yo, she's texting Becky right now.
Oh, Becky.
Yo, Becky.
He's still with the good hair.
Hand it back. Hand it
I can't see. I
he
can't
stole
see.
Your romaine.
She's saying yup or some shit like that.
Yo, yup. She's about to say
yeah,
it.
She's
like,
she's like so you're going to fuck like, yeah, me tonight? Yup.
Yeah.
When in romaine,
yo, so, yo, so we're going to go. Yo, so now we're going to go around and everyone's going to do a drop.
Do a drop. Do a drop.
Everyone's going to do a drop.
And say the N-word in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, I hope he doesn't have too many roommates because I'm going to get loud, Becky.
Let's get loud.
All right. Everyone, go, now we're going to end the show. So everyone go around the room and give a small message
to the
listeners.
The show. We just got here.
No, I mean, you know, it's we do like, I mean, you know, we like end the show around now. No, no, it's fine. You can stay. Don't get me wrong. But,
nobody's
you know,
leaving.
I got to like go
did,
on cue.
Did, wait, did Wade and Aaron get the same chains? You have one on your...
Two
on your
chains.
On
I got one on my
Oh, yeah, it's the same chains.
Yeah, it's the same chains.
It's the same chains. It's traditional,
it's
man.
It's generic chains.
It's generic.
This is done by Ted
Bunsen.
You guys
Bunsen. Have a special chain that you know of, like a octagonal.
Yeah,
chain?
Give me like the chain
I
that I should
to,
get.
Yo, I just
I get puka shell tattoos on me.
Oh, I would do that for sure. At a
absolutely.
Certain point in my life.
So sorry, I lost my
drops.
Yeah, we want to do drops.
For everybody here?
You want to do drops?
Well, we sort of did the
for
questions
no
and it didn't really go over that well, but I really liked everything else we did.
What's your shoe size, everybody?
5.
11, 10.
12?
14.
Damn,
three.
That's a big shoe.
11 and a half.
Nice shoe size, pals.
Oh, all right, well, listen, this has been the Great Guys Club. I want just you guys got to say something.
One drop.
We need a message. We need a message.
Everybody scream at the same exact time and say Gunwash.
Come through with a real plan.
With the what?
We're going to have barbecues at
Steve's. You just tried to let us
yell
on the mic.
No, no, no. Let me tell you something.
I want everybody to scream at the same time.
Absolutely, but I have one response to what Josh said first.
I wish you would.
Part of me did say, I made an outline, but part of me.
What's the point of an outline when everyone's going to be yelling?
Yes.
But your responsibility. As the host of a 5-year program on the radio is to corral and organize a whole bunch of fucking loud clowns.
I'm trying.
Yes. That's not how the show goes.
Yes,
man.
No, well, come on, it is. I've been
Josh,
on the show.
Josh, thanks for being on the show. You did a great job.
The show was
Pest Truck is calling you off.
Everyone, let's scream.
My girlfriend likes the show.
Yeah. Oh, no. One, two, three, scream. Everybody.
That's right. Thank you.
My girlfriend's definitely not listening.
Woo, motherfuckers.
Hurry home.
Yo, eat some salad, motherfucker. Quick.
Hurry home.
This bitch leaves.
I love you.
Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it.
She's
strange. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue.
She's strange.
Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. From head to toe.
She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
And I like it.
Caller, what up?
Hey, here from Max Bode.
For Max Bode. Max Bode's right here.
Max Bode, this is Wesley Snipes.
Hey, Wesley Snipes, what's going on? You got my stuff?
If by stuff you mean stuff for your butt, then you got it.
Well, I need to put it on my bus so I can get high. So, like, are you outside on Morgan, or how much do you need?
Well, as long as you got that watermelon slice filled with vodka, it's a suppository.
I got that for you, my man. You know I got that. Charlie!
Living, and where's the weed?
As I sit here all alone, waiting for my mama to come home. She went away with a blink of an eye. I'm so upset, cause want to know why. Tell me why, oh why, this happened to me. I'll never know. No, no, no. Go, yeah, yeah, go. Why she go? Why she go? There's no saying. Women come and go. Why women need their men, no one knows. If you were in my situation, what'd you do? Knowing that your love's one on you. Tell me why.
Listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awali, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.